I'm here in South Thanet with Dr. Stephen Ladyman. Stephen, did you watch the debate last night, and what was your reaction?
I did watch it, and I was very excited by it. It's certainly an innovation for our democracy. I have to say it was a little bit clinical for my taste. I suppose I'm more used to the knockabout of question time and Prime Minister's questions than that sort of format. But it was an exciting event, and I was really pleased with the way Gordon Brown tackled it. And he came over as what he is, the tried and trusted statesman, the person who's been there and done it, and who we can rely on to keep on doing the right things in the future. Whereas Nick Clegg, for all his bravado and the plaudits he's received for his performance, in my view, was rather lightweight. You know, he was always trying to be all things to all men, and it sounded good, but just look underneath the surface, and there didn't seem to be anything there. And I thought the big loser of the night was David Cameron, who needed to look like a prime minister, and actually didn't even look like the leader of an opposition party, in my view. So, by and by, I was pretty pleased with the way it all went.
There are two more debates to go. What issues would you like to see come up?
Well, I suppose we're all looking forward to the big debate on the economy, because that's what's going to decide the election at the end of the day. And also, it's the area where we know that Gordon Brown is really solid. In my constituency, the big issue is employment. Although we're in the southeast of England, the Thanet part of my constituency has far higher unemployment than the English average. And when I became the MP, it had the second highest unemployment in England. Now, we've done an awful lot to bring jobs into the area, and new investment and new infrastructure. So we've brought that unemployment right down. But we've still got a long way to go. So the key issue for me is how we're going to get more jobs in this country, how we're going to get investment into our country from overseas, Chinese investment, Indian investment, American investment, wherever. We have to get more investment in jobs. And that means we also need to train people more and give them the skills they need so that local people can get those jobs. So that's the key issue for me, that I'm going to be looking out for what the parties are going to do.
Stephen, thank you.